show you want to hear. The show you want to listen to.
The show that talks about everything.
You're tuned into The Bottom Line Show with Don P. and Dre the Truth on Blazin267.com.
Hey.
Yo.
Back at it.
Yeah.
Bottom Line Show, man. See, remember still how to do this.
Yeah. Right. Take like riding the bike.
Hey, right back at it, right? Well, Happy New Year,
yeah.
Everybody, y'all right. Listening. Glad we're back at it.
Yeah.
Another year in now.
Right.
That went kind of fast.
Yeah, 17 did go by pretty fast.
It did.
Yeah.
Back to the new year now. 8 days in.
Yeah.
So far, no celebrities has passed away.
That's good.
As quickly as it had past year.
No real scandals. No.
Right, right. It's still early, though.
Let's try, hold off from the negativity.
Yeah, we 1 month in. But hope everybody enjoyed the holidays.
Yeah.
And enjoyed their New Year's Eve. Did you do anything?
Nah, I chilled.
Yeah,
it was too cold to be going out and trying to get
fit. Yeah, I watched Steve Coon Harvey on Fox.
That dumbass coat.
Yeah, I watched him do his thing there. And he looked like he didn't want to be out there.
Yeah, he was getting paid.
Yeah, I guess the only thing that kept him warm.
Yeah.
Because it was like -1.
Yeah, and it was in New York. It's colder than it was
down
there.
Yeah. Not going down there.
Right.
Not for no kiss.
No. There's people actually standing out there all day. And then I found out when you go out there, you can't leave your spot.
What you mean?
If you go out there,
with the crowd?
Yeah, with the crowd.
Yeah.
If you move, that's it. You can't get back to your spot.
So where you go?
I guess you go home.
Oh, no.
There's no going to the bathroom. There's no running to get something to eat. Nothing. You got to stay right there.
Nah, it's not that important.
It's not.
Same thing you get in your house.
Right.
Luxury. TV, bathroom.
Warmth.
Warmth, food.
Yeah, right.
Get the chill.
Yes.
If you got a young lady friend over.
Yeah, you got
might get
too.
A little extra.
Right.
At the end.
You don't need all the extra stuff going out there.
All right.
It's freezing just to see a ball drop.
Show off.
Yeah.
It might be a bucket list thing later on just to say, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Wait for it to be a little warmer than that.
But I got it. Spend that weekend there or something. Like, I'm not just going to leave.
Yeah.
And then come all the way back. Like, I got to be there in New York.
Did you watch, right after the ball drop?
No.
As soon as that ball dropped, they were out of there.
Gone.
Nobody stuck around.
It was cold.
Gone.
And I seen the chick got married, and her husband looked like he didn't want to be there.
Right. It was too cold. Like,
listen. Damn this dance. We got to go. We gotta go. But Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Back at it.
Yeah, the winter has been kicking our ass.
She's doing her thing.
2-3 weeks.
She ain't giving us the whole load. She just
dropping
it here and there, but it's still accumulating.
Here's the thing. I'm not really concerned with the snow because we ain't get that much snow.
Right.
It's the cold.
Right.
It's real life cold out there.
I mean, we're experiencing some bad weather here.
Like, if you happen to ride past the Schuylkill,
it's frozen.
It's frozen. Yesterday, people was out there trying to ice skate.
No, see, that's
on
stupid people.
The Schuylkill. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Please don't.
That's not smart.
But that's just an example of how cold it is out there.
And that's bad.
Yeah.
That's real bad.
Right.
It's been a minute since you've seen anything like that, though.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we had this much cold. We got a couple days here and there. But
like I said, once you start getting older than the degrees,
it's starting to take a toll, man.
When you start seeing 7, 17 in the morning,
right?
Throughout the day,
yeah.
I can't imagine, people that just stay out there in it,
right?
This is why I'm not a real big fan of the winter time, unless you in and out,
yeah. There's no reason to be outside no longer than 10 minutes.
Not in that.
No.
And I hope the homeless people are going off the streets.
Right.
This is bad.
Yeah.
And it ain't going to get no warmer. No time soon.
Well, by the middle of this week, supposedly, it's supposed to go up to 50-something.
Really?
Yeah.
See.
Yeah, so hopefully
back at this stupid weather.
Yeah.
Going up to 50.
Right. That's, you know what this called? That's called pneumonia weather.
Walking.
Yeah, walking pneumonia weather.
Walking. Come on, what's up with you?
Right.
Coughing, hacking up everything.
Don't need that.
And a lot of us, we don't dress for the weather.
Nah.
Little ass cold.
Listen, I've seen some crazy stuff over these past couple weeks.
I mean, like, no hat on my head, I'm bald.
Listen.
All right, makes sense.
If you walk around with just the hoodie on.
That's it. That's all I need.
Just the hoodie. Nah.
That's it. No scarf.
I don't care if you're driving or not.
Yeah. Because once you get in there, you're blasting that heat.
Right.
You know what I mean? And God forbid you got to get gas.
Yeah. But you ever seen that picture on the internet with the guy hanging out the backseat just to pump the gas? It's cold. Yeah, it's that cold.
That nighttime cold. Different from the daytime.
It's real different.
That nighttime cold, that do it to you.
It hurts.
Yeah, that make you, that make people cry.
Yeah.
Shoot, you don't got nowhere to go neither. Mm-hmm. And I hope everybody got some heat in their car too.
Yeah. You don't want to be driving around in the cold.
Yeah,
you need that.
Got the.
Yeah, you need one of them real coats.
That is a real coat.
Yeah.
Say, you ain't taking no chances out here. You can't.
Nah.
Especially as you get older, man. That stuff. Mind you, we was younger. We used to play in this.
Yeah.
It was straight.
Yeah, go outside, play football or something.
Mom and pop, put a hat on. For what?
What? I don't need that.
Yo, these kids not even playing in it.
No, yeah. not now. Yeah,
not this one. Not this stretch.
Yeah. It's serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I really had to argue with my old lady's son. Like, he's 17. I'm like, yo, go out there and shovel and make some money.
He wants to.
Shovel and make some money. I can beg y'all for it.
Like, you know, it's too cold for that. It's too cold. I'll tell
you
for what, that.
I did notice that too. You know, back in the day when it snowed, that meant money.
Ain't nobody out there.
Yeah,
now.
There's nobody doing that no more.
People don't even want to shovel their own snow.
Yeah, and the kids don't want to go and shovel the whole neighborhood. That was money back in the day.
He went out. He went out though.
He did?
Up, yeah, because I just kept.
On his ass.
I kept drilling it in his head like, yo, you're going to stay here and let someone else make some money.
Why you sit here?
Why you sit here?
Somebody else going.
Look at me and your mom. And,
yeah.
Yo, he got dressed. He got one of
it hit homies. Him like, it don't make sense to sit here.
Yo, he went out. He came back. He was like, oh, man. I got $100. Me and my man, we split the money. So you guys made $200.
All right.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, we got one more house to do. And
that's an extra.
Yeah, more money.
Yeah. I'm like, see?
I don't know. When did that stop, though? You know, because at first it was just fun. And then it was like, yo, about to knock this block out.
Right.
During the crack era.
They had the crack era. Yo, I remember, like, it used to always be some guy, I can paint the house for you. I can
wash
your car.
Mow the lawn.
Where'd
all
the guy go? Yeah. Where's he at?
I mean, they're still around. They smokers, though.
Right, yeah.
They used to be real good handymen, though.
He's not trustworthy. Right?
Yeah, you don't want him in your house.
You can't come put my AC in.
No.
You don't want him to help.
No. And they always wait for you to come back from the store and whatever, too, because they know they need that money. All right, just go ahead. I'll wait for you. Like, all right, no problem. But those guys are gone. They used to help you bring your groceries up the steps, and it's over.
Nah, they ain't around no more.
Damn, it's a done deal. Because they gladly would have shoveled your block.
He going to take your steps.
Right. Take everything that's not nailed down.
Take your groceries in. Like, where you going? Cause now they got families. They gotta feed their families now.
No, they gotta feed a habit.
Their addiction.
Yeah, they gotta feed a habit.
Selling that food.
They selling your turkey.
Family's not getting nothing.
You say selling your turkey on the block.
Still everything.
What? Ain't that my turkey I bought?
Steal from you and sell to your next door neighbor.
Right. Like I had a TV like that.
And you know what's crazy? And the neighbor looking out the window watching the whole
thing. The whole shebang.
And they're going to buy it.
What? For the low? Yeah. For the low?
Yeah, we just came up.
How much? Yeah. Here, I'll give you an extra $2 for it. Listen, it's crazy how it is now, man. Like, you can't even find them kids out there no more to shovel the snow now. Yeah. They all in the video games. And
on their phone. What? Social media.
Don't even Instagram live them outside shoveling
in the house
doing anything.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, they want no bread, I guess.
Yeah, it's different.
It's money to be made out here when it snowed up.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because even if you had your own, like, personal plow.
Yeah.
Yo, I got your street. I just need about this much.
I can't even necessarily blame it just on the kids. Like, if you take a ride around the city, it's a lot of streets that haven't been plowed.
At all.
And it's not like we got that much snow. It wasn't no, like, right. blizzard.
It's 3 inches.
Yeah, 3 inches. Right. And some blocks you don't want to drive down. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Where's our money going?
Right. But then again, even before that, you know, they never really wanted to plow the side streets.
Anyway.
The main streets.
Yeah.
Not the side streets.
And it's like, goes back to, if you don't take care of your
community. Yeah, who is? Right. You got to take care of your own community.
As we see, don't nobody care. Because you think about it, right? You get a small block. In the hood.
Yeah.
How many people really got to go to work?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we can see 20 to 30 cars on the block.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck people go to work? They the ones out there shoveling.
Right.
Getting their car out. Got to put their trash cans there.
Yeah.
And old girl next door got her boyfriend coming over. He going to take your spot.
Right. Yeah. That is a fight. Don't let me see you.
Whose car is this?
And you know what's always funny? The chair.
Yeah.
The Porsche chair.
I was just getting ready to say, now they're putting the trash. And the recycle can.
Christmas tree.
Anything that'll take that spot.
Right.
The kids' toy chest. They putting everything.
Right. Yo, the other day I just drove over the trash. Right. This isn't your spot.
Right.
I don't care about none of this trash can you got right
I ran over all of it.
Thank you for putting it there for me.
Put my truck in four-wheel drive and just back into the spot.
They shouldn't have put it there. Who thought they could keep this spot? Can't do that. I know it's a bitch because you shoveling for hours.
Yeah, just ask somebody to come and take your spot.
It's disheartening.
Yeah.
But, you know, that thing go both ways. It go both ways. Yeah. I mean, but we've heard people getting killed over this type of stuff.
Yeah, that's a real problem, you know?
Yeah.
You pull up, see somebody take your spot.
You come home from 8 hours.
Yeah, you just see red.
What? And then you end up taking somebody else's spot.
Yeah. And
then, you know, well, listen.
It's a chain of events.
They did it to me.
Yeah.
So when you come home and see somebody in my spot.
Yeah.
Hey. Maybe he can get that one.
Right.
I mean, we had no garage, so.
Yeah, in the hood, ain't no garages.
Nah, it's definitely a fight in these streets.
Yeah.
I've been getting lucky. Get home early. We might be able to get you a spot.
Right.
Because I'm out in West Philly on one of them little blocks parking on one side.
So the spot you shoveled out.
Oh, I didn't shovel a spot. I don't have to shovel a spot.
Right.
I got four-wheel drive.
Just drive out of it.
Pull right in that
zone. Listen, hey, I told you I drove over the trash.
So I don't care.
Yeah, you don't see my truck out there now?
Yeah, I was going to ask how you got it. That thing
mean?
On the tilt.
You see it?
Oh, yeah, get right in there.
It's on the tilt.
Four-wheel drive.
I'm right over all that snow. But at least it's, you know, it's not the real bad snow. Because we seen where cars, like, park on top of it.
Yeah.
They don't even got a spot. They just get on top
of
the snow.
Get on top of the snow, yeah.
Leave it there. But aren't they finding people for putting their trash in spots and stuff now or something?
At one point, I thought they was. I'm not sure.
Ticket?
Yeah.
Hey, so this week, the trash company, the trash people, if your trash was on the sidewalk...
Right.
They wasn't climbing over the mountain to get the trash.
I can dig it. Yeah.
So they left the trash.
Hey.
I saw a lot of people trash still there.
The block is, this block is incredible. Like,
right.
It's trash everywhere.
Yeah.
They didn't take it.
Then I also learned that we got destination points to drop your Christmas tree now. They are no longer picking it up in front of the house.
Yeah.
You have to go. They have... destination points.
But I remember, like, back in the day, like, we had to call make a phone call to get somebody to come and pick it up. The trash people wasn't just picking it up.
I always went outside on trash day.
Nah.
Yeah. Take this tree.
Yeah, right out front.
Take this tree.
I remember having to make a phone call.
Drag it. You have little green stumbles.
All over the place.
Y'all from the living room to the sidewalk.
And they still in the house. From like 8 years ago. You still sweeping them joints out.
Yeah.
Man, listen. How you want me to put this thing back on top of my car?
Oh, no,
or
no,
carry it?
No,
no. No, just
as far
come
as taking it.
It
somewhere, that's ridiculous.
This is the new thing they're starting this year. I heard supposedly that they want to start.
I'm glad I got me an imitation tree.
Yeah, go get you a fake tree.
Yeah, fake tree.
And I think that's what's going to start
going to. In the class.
And my shit's only like 4 feet high.
Yep.
You get rid of them thimble green things all over the place.
Throw that joint right in the closet when it's over.
But I like the smell, though. Like that smell of that tree.
You can always get some air freshener.
Spray it on the tree.
Spray it on the tree.
Christmas tree smell.
Good. You get some good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, smell just like the tree. Yeah, smell just like the Christmas tree.
Put some real tree on it.
You just invite a couple friends over.
Put some real tree on the tree, please.
Right.
Like, all right. But yeah, they supposed to have that going on, man. Back to some football.
Yeah.
Got your Eagles playing next week. Got some playoffs this week.
Matter of fact, the Bills just fell to the Jaguars, 10-3. So
surprised?
No. Jaguars are, the defense is legit. And they will be playing the Pittsburgh Steelers next week.
Still no date and time, right?
I believe that's a Sunday game. I'm not sure, though.
And Tennessee Titans took down the Chiefs yesterday.
Yeah. I hate to see my boy Andy go down like that. But
that was horrible.
Yeah.
He deserves to be fired.
That was almost as bad as what happened to the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
He deserves to be fired.
Yeah.
You cannot.
I'm going to say fired?
Yes.
No.
Yes. We talking about,
he needs to get off of that sideline. I like his mind as far as football. I don't think he needs to be a coach anymore.
It's hard for head coaches to go back.
What do you mean?
To lessening where they had.
No. I don't mean as a coach. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. As a coordinator, he's
no, not as a coordinator. I mean,
upper office.
Yeah, upper in the office, front office.
Got you.
I would like to see him do that. I think he's done as a coach.
I don't know what happened yesterday. I watched it
because
I was still scratching my head. Yeah. Like, at home.
Yeah.
Remember,
right?
It's hard to win an Arrowhead.
But here's the thing. They said it's been a really long time since they've won a playoff game in Arrowhead.
And that's a shame.
Yeah.
No way in the world the Titans should have won in there.
Nah. Beat them. Nah.
But it happened. They're on their way to New England.
Yeah, the Titans are not a good team.
Yeah, I think New England's going to handle
Smoke them.
That bad?
Smoke them. If they go up 21-3...
Oh,
it's just going to get worse from there. Like, ain't no comeback, nothing.
Ain't no second half.
Yeah, ain't none of that.
Dick LeBeau defense.
Nope.
None of that's happened.
Now, on the other hand, Jacksonville played Pittsburgh this year.
Tore him apart.
Smoked him.
Big Ben wanted to retire.
Yeah, he was talking about retirement after that game.
It was bad.
Yeah, that could be a tough game. Now, as far as Jacksonville, Blake Bortles is... not good.
The worst quarterback in the playoffs.
Yes, easily.
Sudfeld is better than Blake.
Possibly.
He's that bad.
Right, he's really bad.
He ran for more yards than he passed.
Yeah. How does that happen?
He's a quarterback.
Right. It's not like they don't have receivers.
Granted, they're top two or down.
Yeah, but they still have some talent out there.
That's just trash they put out on the field today.
Yeah.
And Doug Malone, he knows, like, you have to play perfect to beat New England. There is no,
they're not playing New England.
I'm sorry, to beat Pittsburgh. Antonio Brown's coming back.
But here's the thing.
Le'Veon Bell's going to be there.
That plays right into their hands. If Big Ben thinks he's going to throw against that defense, he's going to have a long day.
Well, I think he's going to, because he wants to redeem himself.
Yeah, and it's going to be a long day. It's going to be a short.
Not as long as it's going to be for Blake Bortles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what makes it even.
All right.
If they had any somewhat of a good quarterback, I would pick Jacksonville in this game. Just because of that defense.
I got to put some respect on Ben's name.
Yeah, put some respect on that defense name, too. Jalen Ramsey, AJ Boye.
Beat Buffalo.
They've been beating everybody.
Lost to Tennessee last week.
that was the end of the season, you know.
They
wasn't playing for anything.
I think they're overrated. Their defense is overrated.
No. That defense is for real.
I think they're overrated.
They have talent on all three levels.
I think they're overrated.
Okay.
215-435-0914, y'all. You call in. Talk about some playoffs. How your holidays was, what you was doing. We got Cam and Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Me personally, I want Cam.
You want payback?
I want Cam.
You want payback?
I want Cam.
Okay. You sure you want that?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I don't want Drew Brees. Not right now. I don't want him.
You can't be afraid of anybody.
I'm saying number one defense in the world. Not afraid of them.
Really?
Yeah. Check the numbers. I want Cam.
Okay. And with Cam
and all his weapons.
Yeah. If that's what I know, he has no weapons.
That's what I want.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He has no weapons.
That's what I want.
Okay. And if they beat y'all again, then what?
Oh no. That F is a capital I. And a capital F.
Yeah, I mean, but if they beat y'all again, you sure you want that?
If the sun come out tomorrow, is it summer?
No. Not trying to hear that. Right. No. If they beat y'all again.
They're not going to. Not going to. Listen, Minnesota Vikings is going to the Super Bowl. You know this.
I don't know about that.
You know this.
I don't.
And I know this.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Yes, you do. Stop it.
Here's the thing. Minnesota has had a really good defense for the past 4 years. Last time he was in the playoffs, how did that work out?
Our kicker missed the kick.
Right.
That was horrible. But it was Seattle.
But your offense didn't show up.
Oh, yeah, offense.
You think so?
Yeah, Case Keenum.
Sure. All right. No, the playoffs is a different story.
It says Nick Foles and Eagles, right?
No, I'm saying in general.
Are y'all going to beat Atlanta?
Well, let's not switch the conversation. We're talking about the Minnesota Vikings.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
Nah.
My thing is who we got to beat. It don't matter.
Yeah, if y'all play Carolina,
we will beat Cam.
It might be a long day.
In Minnesota.
It might be a long day for you.
For him, we're going to bang him. He's going to get hurt. It's going to be a long day. It's going to be tough.
I'm not sure about all that.
I really want y'all to beat Atlanta, though. And I really think that y'all can. Yeah. I really think y'all can.
I think it's all about game plan.
Yeah, if Nick Foles stays in his confines of how he play,
I think
y'all good to
you
go.
You can't put the game in his hands.
Don't do that. Run the rock.
It's January football.
Run the rock.
You have Ajayi. You have Blunt.
Run the rock.
Nobody wants to tackle these guys in cold weather.
Run the rock. And they're Atlanta.
Yeah.
They just got from L.A.
Right.
They didn't stay in the dome.
And they didn't even look good yesterday.
No. Matt Ryan, they had like 5 straight possessions of punts.
Right. They didn't look good yesterday.
And it's going to be cold next Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's going to be going into nighttime.
Right.
They don't want to come
in. No, they don't.
They gonna come in with all these leg warmers and
yeah, they ain't ready for this.
No. Nick Foles has to stay within the confines of his game.
Manage the game.
Let the defense do their thing.
Right.
And, you know, Torrey Smith, he can't drop balls.
He won't be here next year.
No, he won't.
No.
They're going to need plays. Zach Ertz going to have to make some plays. Alshon Jeffrey's got to make some plays.
Yeah.
The O-line is straight.
Yeah.
You know, but when I watch Nick Foles, he just tries to do way too much. Like, just.
You know what? I think they, I wouldn't necessarily put it on Foles. I'll say, I think Doug put him in there and tried to make him do the same things Wentz was doing. And he's not the same quarterback.
He can't do it, Winston.
He's not the same quarterback.
No, he's a different guy.
Yeah, he's different.
You know, and that was crazy because each player has strengths.
Right.
Carson Wentz can create. He can get out the pocket.
Yeah.
Nick Foles is steady in the pocket.
Yeah, pocket quarterback.
You know, maybe he could extend the play.
A little bit.
Like Wentz.
No.
You know, but you got to play to his strengths.
Yeah.
And they had 2 weeks now. You got a week to game plan for Atlanta. They got a lot of tape on Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know you got to stop number 11.
Right.
You can deal with the run game.
Yeah.
You just don't want.
You're talking about the best rush defense in the league. Right.
You just don't want the Austin Hoopers to kill you. The
I'm not necessarily concerned
Coleman's.
With, I'm not concerned with the middle of the field.
Right.
I'm concerned with Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu.
Right. And you can't give Matt Ryan forever.
No, and they shouldn't. I mean, you know, they had some time to rest. Brandon Graham didn't play the last game. He rested. They should be able to get after the quarterback.
But I'm going
to
tell you, their offense just looks so pedestrian right now. Like, yeah. Nick Foles is just like, I'm out here.
Right.
I'm going to throw this.
Yeah.
They don't catch it, so what? You know, you rarely see him audible or call something out.
But there was a lot of passes being called. You can't throw the right. ball that much.
As they say, the quote-unquote RPOs now yeah. have to
and
stop.
You can't really take the RPO seriously as the defense when you right. have Foles back there.
And that's another thing, too.
Yeah.
You don't know how happy Atlanta was. That tape of Wentz, they burned that.
Yeah.
Gotta right. watch that. Yeah. No, forget that. Get that Nick Foles stuff up.
Right.
And they sitting back. They probably walking like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is he going to do spectacular? How can he hurt us? We just went against Jared Goff, and it was the number one offense scoring.
But here's the thing.
In the league.
The Rams kind of killed themselves.
They yesterday. Did. They stopped running the ball.
They stopped giving the ball to Gurley. Gurley, as a running back, is an MVP candidate this
18
year.
18 carries.
You can't do that.
I read something. They said they didn't even say what running back it was, but it was one running back in the NFL that averaged 22 carries. One out of 32 teams.
Yeah.
One.
Right.
And I don't even think it was Gurley.
No. It might have been Le'Veon. Yeah.
Could have been him.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That is not. It's not the same game no more. You know.
But. That always resonates to playoff football.
Yeah.
Always.
Right.
You need a bruiser.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine Jerome Bettis not getting the ball?
Right.
Could you
got to give him
that?
The ball,
like,
yeah.
You know, like, right. could you imagine that?
Yeah.
Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders, you like, they not touching the ball.
Right.
So, something's up.
I mean, even if you watch the Bills today.
Adrian Peterson, like.
Yeah.
Not touching the ball.
If you watch the Bills today, I mean, Shady McCoy was injured.
Right.
But they still gave him the ball.
Gotcha.
You got to give him the ball.
LaDainian Thomas. Why is he not running
right.
26,
you gotta,
27
you
times?
You got to give him the ball, yeah.
Got to. It's playoff football.
Right.
And it was crazy, like, as great as Tom Brady is, he never had a top-tier running back.
He always had a
always
running,
by
running
committee.
Back by committee, yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
And he makes them look like.
Yeah. I mean, look at Deion Lewis. He was here in Philly on the practice squad.
Let him go. He went to New England.
Yeah.
What, he got two rings?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine. Like, even with the Rams, with Kurt Warner and them.
Yeah.
Marshall Faulk still touched the ball.
Yeah.
And he was the greatest show on turf.
Right.
But he was still getting a rock, though.
But one of the reasons why they were the greatest show on turf is because of Marshall Faulk. Big reason why. He was one of the best in the league
gotta
at the time.
The ball.
Yeah.
Got to. And I like Blunt. He's more so a bruiser. I do believe by committee is good in certain situations.
Yeah.
But got to give Ajayi the ball.
Yeah.
He needs more than 5 touches, 10
right.
touches, 12 touches.
You give him the ball in any way you can.
Got to get him
run the ball, screens.
Because you got to keep the defense honest.
Yeah.
And I, listen,
the
Atlanta's defense, they're no joke.
Yeah,
they are
they
Super Bowl pedigree
yeah.
defense.
Yeah.
And if they come in with no respect for the Eagles' offense, Nick Foles is going
to
be in trouble.
That's why you have to run the ball.
You got to.
Whether it's successful early or not, you have to run the ball. Keep them honest.
And you know, they got the Eagles the lowest rated 1 seed
yeah.
in the NFL.
And I think...
That's and I don't think it should just be predicated off of Carson Wentz.
No,
like,
I think
the Eagles had a good squad all year.
That's a good thing because, you know, it's a double-edged sword with the Eagles. On one hand, it's a bad thing that you don't know what you're going to get out of them. On the other hand, it's a good thing that you don't know what you're going to get out of them.
You don't want to be here biting your nails.
No, I'm saying, like, as far as what other teams preparing for the Eagles.
Right.
You don't know what you're going to get out of this team. You might get the folds that look terrible in these last 2 weeks. or you might get 27 in a touchdowns, two interceptions, fools, that you got in the Giants game.
Are you really, you know, anticipating them to make the Super Bowl?
Let me take you all the way back to August. This season, all I wanted was a playoff berth,
right,
and a playoff win. If they can beat Atlanta, I'm satisfied. Now, of course, as the season went the way it did,
right,
and Wentz was looking the way he did,
right,
I started thinking about Super Bowl. When he went down, that changed.
Right.
If they can still manage to get a win in the playoffs, I'm happy. If they don't, it's okay.
I got that other consensus from other Eagles fans, too. Like, they're cool with a playoff victory.
Yeah.
Understanding that Wentz not there.
Right.
They're cool with it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm like, what about Super Bowl? We'll take the playoff.
Right. You got to realize, you see how great Wentz was this year after he left. Right. When he left, the whole offense changed.
Now, you know, like, I know. He was a weapon. You know, he tore himself up.
And and not just him, Doug tore him up.
True. He's going to be a different type of player now.
And that's why I think
he's young. And it's like he's going to now conform, you know, he might just be stuck in the pocket.
I mean, you got to look at the play and what happened. He tried to run through two defenders to get to a touchdown.
Right.
I don't think you're going to see that no more. Now, as far as him being mobile, he's still going to be mobile.
We got to understand, too, he's a football player.
Right.
Not a quarterback. Just a quarterback,
yeah.
He wants to make plays, which he can do. But
if you're Doug Peterson, you have to start treating him like he is a quarterback.
Right. But we've seen Peyton don't go nowhere.
No.
Eli don't go nowhere. Tom don't go nowhere.
But Aaron Rodgers does.
He does. But Aaron Rodgers is a different hybrid. But we also seen Aaron Rodgers. He missed games from concussions.
Yeah.
He's missed games for his shoulder.
Yeah.
Torn stuff. Yeah. And I mean, that's him.
Yeah.
Like, once you get past this pocket, you're a football player.
Yeah.
And you're going to take this punishment.
Right.
You know, sometimes it's the smart play.
Yeah.
But that's what makes Aaron Rodgers so great, because he can do that out the pocket.
Yeah. And that's what made Wentz MVP candidate.
Right. But I guarantee Aaron Rodgers would rather throw every time than to run and make a play.
Yeah.
And I just want Carson Wentz to get there. I'm not saying.
Well, here's the thing. Carson Wentz wasn't necessarily a running quarterback. He was a scrambling quarterback.
Right.
Every now and again, he would run.
Right.
That's why it was so crazy that his season ended on that play.
But also, I think what's going to hinder him is training camp. You know, because you need that to get better.
Here's the thing.
It's going to be hurt.
He probably won't be back until maybe after the fourth week.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's the whole thing about the playoffs and seeing what you have with Foles.
So now you're talking about, do you keep Foles for training camp? Do you keep
Sudfeld? Foles is playing for his job right now.
So if he looks horrible next Saturday,
I might not see him here no more.
Sudfeld not going to be here, though.
No, Sudfeld is a rookie. He's going to be the third string quarterback.
So the Eagles be looking at another starting quarterback.
They might have to pick somebody up.
It's going to be interesting offseason for the Philadelphia. I mean, not just for the Eagles, but even for my Vikings. You know, Pat Shurmur.
A lot of teams.
He got interviewed for head coaching with the Cardinals and Giants.
Yeah.
And he's talking about taking Case Keenum with him.
Yeah.
With that. So, you know, it's going to be and then we got some coaching jobs up.
Yeah.
Very shocked that Marvin Lewis.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
I don't know. I'm done. If you got a theory of why he's still working.
Listen, we said it before.
Please.
We said it before.
Because it's mind-boggling. But before that, last year Chuck Pagano should have got fired.
He got fired this year.
But last year he should have got fired, and they gave him another extension.
Right.
I'm like, okay, maybe because luck. But then luck didn't come back this year.
Right.
Marvin Lewis, once again.
Yeah.
15 years?
Yes.
Not one playoff win.
No playoff wins.
Nothing.
No.
Has he won a division?
No, he's won a division. Maybe twice. Maybe one or two. Yeah, maybe one or two times.
No playoffs again this year.
Yeah.
And still has a job.
as of this point, Marvin Lewis's greatest achievement is getting the Buffalo Bills into the playoffs.
15 years
ago. Yeah,
that?
He did that. Yeah.
But I overheard that he was kind of incorporated in the Colin Kaepernick situation. And I heard this one, Mary, that he had some say on if he was being blackballed or not from the owners. Mm-hmm. And his word could have been bond on everything from, you know, the NFL. So to keep him quiet here, keep your job, because if you come out and you state and you say, yeah, I know, because he had some type of literature, yeah. Some type of text,
right,
stating X, Y, and Z,
yeah,
to shut mouth, keep quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Paul Brown was like, here, because we don't need you to do this. This is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
This is what I'm hearing. He was that influential in this Colin Kaepernick situation where,
well,
he had some leverage on his side.
That's speculation. I think it's pretty clear that he has some type of, what's the word I'm looking for? There's something going on between him and the ownership in Cincinnati.
Listen, he gotta be doing something.
Something has to be happening.
I mean, Jim Caldwell had three winning seasons out of four.
Yeah.
This guy had 15 years.
Listen, it went so far as Stephen A. Smith on First Take this week
he said he's
making black people look bad. That's bad.
Even though Stephen A.
cool too. But for him to say that,
you're
giving him the opportunity to say stuff like that.
Yeah. Don't do that. And then, what you think about the Browns parade yesterday? That's another. Hugh Jackson got two wins,
right,
in 3 years, and he just.
Do you blame him or do you blame the organization?
You gotta blame the coach.
That's just a bad organization.
Yeah, but the coach gets the blame. Why stay there? Don't you just like, yo,
I'm good, I'm just leaving.
No, we want to give you 18 years. No, I'm all right. Unless the money good.
The money is good. Guaranteed.
But do we all do our job when the money's good?
But here's the thing. Do you really blame him?
He's the coach.
They went and drafted a quarterback, and he didn't turn out so well.
He's the coach, though.
He's not an offensive coach.
But the organization hired you to make us better, right? I know we trash, but I hire you to make us look better.
We don't
win not one game. So 16 games came. We didn't
look at Philadelphia. Their success, you can't put it all on Doug Peterson. You have Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman. Howie Roseman is putting that team together, giving him all the pieces he needs. Doug Peterson puts it on the field and makes a good product.
Right.
Hugh Jackson is just taking whatever they give him and trying to make it work.
No. See, listen, the GM does the shopping. They do the food shopping, all right?
Are they doing shopping in
the manager, the cook. He'd be like, listen, what you want? I need 3 bags of chicken. I need 4 bags of fries. Right. Now, if they bring you back fries, you the next
pigeons.
One. You got you put the list down. Yeah, they'd be like, well, they didn't have chicken. They had pigeons.
Yeah.
Like, can you cook pigeons?
I'll try.
I'll see if I can cook pigeons.
When the food is nasty, you can't blame the coach.
You don't win a game. Oh, but
no.
The people that eat it's going to.
Right.
You can't be like, but mom. But no, you cooked it, right? But yeah. You cooked this? Yeah, I did. Oh, no. You know what? You got to go. You got to go. All right, y'all. About to take our break.
Yeah.
The Bottom Line Show. finally back at it. New year, 2018. Yeah. About to get at y'all on the other side. 215-435-0914. We get at y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dedication 6. Of course. Shout out Guru for sending me the beat too. Young angel, young lion. More life, no dying. Yeah. Alright, I got it. Yeah. Super Bowl goals. I'm at the crib of Puff. He got Kaepernick on the phone. He in a whole different mode. Angel head, 2 a.m. for being whole. Just to show him how I treat the city like my humble abode. Hey, tell me if TD Bank is approving loans. I'm thinking of paying Wayne with Universal O's. My nigga spent a lifetime going platinum and gold. He should own half of the label, shit out of control. Somebody get Larry Jackson on the phone. I need some ownership if we press and go. Cause business is booming on behalf of me. I need a bite out of the apple like Adam and Eve. We gon' have to break the Billy curse. I need my paper long like a Millie verse. Or too long like a sentence from a Philly judge. Fuck is the point in all the beefing when we really blood. Nobody wins when a family feuds, nigga. Everybody gotta eat, we can't exclude niggas. I'm in the crib, expanding pools and expanding rooms. Adding her mom's bars with tenant boots, nigga. That's truth, no boost, nigga. But this isn't all about calling truce. I'm still dishing out verbal abuse. That shit could get reintroduced if somebody got something they urging to prove, nigga. Inspiring to the youth. New Year's Eve, looking like a royal flush. Way we all in the same suit. I'm Hall of Fame in the booth, nigga. My karma making the news, nigga. This pudding tastes like the proof, nigga. If I ever see Trump, he better salute, niggas. Much as we do, nigga. For real.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Section. Care less about the squad. I don't connect when I'm flying. I'm on a jet and it's mine. I just hope the weather is fine. I took the jet to Dubai. I took the jet to Milan. I took the jet way to Africa. Shout out my nigga Akon. Yo, be sweating my squad. Please get the sweat out of the eye. I put the dick in the spine. I put that bitch in the prime. Don't get my credit declined. Give all the credit to moms. I flipped the bird at the bird. It was for dinner pot pies. These chickens got bird flu. And they chirp chirp too. Always sung, never flew. These boys hot girls too. If money grow on trees, I climb and rest in that bitch. Build a treehouse and knock the bird nest out that bitch. Stuck my neck out and shit. Then got the heck out that shit. And when I did, I took the special effect out that shit. Told you F run this bitch. The best thing left run this bitch. All you niggas and bitches. I feel like hell run this bitch. You call it Stephanie, I call it Steph run this bitch. Now back to whipping the baby on some stepmama shit. I come direct with my shit. I come correct with my shit. A blank check on your face. Put some respect on my shit. Branches starting to shake. Here come the leaves. Get the rake. I want my piece of the cake. It should be sweeter than cake. Here come the leaves, get the rake. And we ain't leaving the rake. We made the cleanest escape. Although I bleeped in your face. You play with the right one today. Your flag is a white one today. You wearing them tight ones today. Check me a right one today. You playing with fire today. The angel and lion, the great. Oh my God. Lightning striking twice in this place. Should we make a wish or should we make it right in this place? All this motherfucking beef, I need some rice on this plate. Talk to your wifey today, she feeling trapped when she say. Talk to the sniper, he say, he aiming at diapers today. Pick you off like picking peppers, Peter Piper today. So tell your squad, I say, fly like Spice One would say. It's Mortal Kombat tonight, it's Street Fighter today. I'm Major Bison, Drizzy lit like Raiden, light up the place. You see blue face, hundreds till you white in the face. Oh my God, it feel like I done life in this place. But swear to God, I got money doing life in my safe. Put on the glove like MJ, go from OG to OJ. I make you pay attention, then rip your receipt in your face. This for C-DNA, this for my people in Bay. I got three sons of a gun, them niggas keep me on safe. Hold up. I am the black guard to the church. I am the fat boy to dessert. I am the landlord to the first. Got two bangers, one of them go by the boom. One of them go by the beam. I taught these hoes how to love. I taught these boys how to lean. I'm high in the sky and I twinkle. The eyes don't lie to you, blink them. Keep the iron for the wrinkles. The mansion came with the sprinklers. I want Arabian wealth. You snakes can make me a belt. Yeah, you know life is a movie. You niggas playing yourselves. Damn. That's sensation. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want Arabian wealth. These snakes can make me a belt. Is every man for themselves? Is every baby for self? And you know life is a movie. You niggas rating yourself. I just hope it's a pawn to watch your pussies play with yourself. That's some sick shit.
In the nighttime, trap nigga with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like tie-dye. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No. She got a big ol' onion booty, make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey, hold your mans down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Hit that trap sound. Trap. Designer, gold, gold. Fashion, shows, shows. Trap, how, how. Made it. Gold. Control the bag now. Control. No need to brag now. No need. And put the mask down. Mask. Old vines, rolls, we can go, we can go. Watching me with bubs, still be real and fame. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it, take a whip it, intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Check, yeah, boogies, they sit on my neck. I didn't regret shit, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl for you brawl, you can ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you free. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me. Watch, life's Monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool, whip up the soda, diamonds on steroids. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, curry chicken, call it stir fry. Take off from the bird, keep or let the birds fly. Why I started to take my prize, you a dead guy. Of course I gotta keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead fresh and I got dead guys. Undiscriminate ball players coming all sides. Finger roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that thing, we use a cheat code. Why'd you keep looking at me? I feel like nigga got static. It must be the paddock. Pocket blue cheese, I'm in the kitchen. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it. Keep watching me when bubs still be real and fame. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Motherfucking hood, but you ain't no motherfucking good. Might be
right, gift in the cups, I take it all as blessed. Know you fucking with a real one, no, no question. Partner, you gon' get spent doing all that flexing. So many opportunities, you straight, get no pressure. Hating on that man, won't do you no less. Try to see the young nigga less. Wanna go to war and you ain't got no money. Worry about the hoes and you ain't got no money. Mike Will made it. Big trouble, baby. Yeah. Ounces in my motherfucking bench. Diamonds on a young nigga dance. Yeah. Just drop some banjos on some glass. Yeah. Just drop your bitch out with that hustle dance. Huh? All about that paper game, it's a beat.
Hey, welcome back, y'all. The Bottom Line Show, blazing267.com, 215-435-0914. Call in. We don't bite. We just talk. You know what I mean? I want to have a conversation real quick about sexual harassment.
Yeah.
We've seen, like, the past few months, Marshall Faulk has been dismissed. Donovan McNabb has been dismissed.
Oh, before you keep going, did you see the cover of the Metro paper? They called him Donovan McNasty.
That's horrible.
I laughed all day.
But that's bad, though. Yeah, you know, Philadelphia's been waiting to shit on Donovan now for a long time. And
but here's the thing. I don't think
they get Philly, the opportunity.
I don't think Philly's really getting on him about this. They killed him more about other stuff.
True. Yeah. But it was just another to get him. But
I'm sorry, it was funny to me.
That's y'all quarterback. Y'all can do the TO cry if y'all want to. But this stuff is major.
Yeah,
it's a thin line because I heard they got a saying now. Me too.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. If you tell me too. I'm gonna think we down to
no. Me too means if one woman comes out and says that she was sexually harassed, another woman can say me too and then tell the story.
But people are asking, asking them now, like, what's up? You know, and
I mean, I understand it.
It's a thin line, but
yeah, definitely a thin line.
They get credited to it though, maybe. And we get exonerated for it. I'm trying to understand, you know, like, how does this equality,
right?
How does it get where we belong?
Well,
like, all right.
First thing first, like you said, is a thin line,
right?
You hear some of the stories and like, yeah, that's clearly
Russell Simmons,
yeah,
gone.
But not just him. I'm talking about, like, you know, what's my man name? The comedian, Louis C.K.
Okay.
Supposedly had women come into his office and he's pulling his joint out and beating off in front of him. That is definitely grade A.
First of all,
grade A.
You walk in my office.
No. We ain't doing that, Dre. We ain't doing that.
You walk in my office.
Dre, we ain't starting off 2018.
Did I
like
call
that.
You or did you walk in?
Called or whatever. I don't matter.
I need to know.
It don't matter.
No, it do. Because if you walk in, what you doing? I'm handling my business.
If you barge in on somebody, that's different. You got to give somebody privacy. If you call somebody into your office and you start doing that, that's sexual harassment.
To
then, like, you know,
wait a minute. Sexual harassment to who?
To the woman, yes.
On my time?
Yes.
On my time?
Yes, that's sexual harassment.
I harassed her?
Yes.
Sexually?
Yes.
On my time?
Yes.
Because she came in.
No. If you call somebody into your office and you start doing that.
What if you took too long? What if you took too long? I called you 10 minutes ago. You probably
Dre,
not coming.
Dre.
I need to handle this now.
This is how we start in 2018.
Hey, listen. Listen. I need to know. Just like we don't know what a catch is. I need to know, what is sexual harassment?
That's sexual harassment.
So I didn't touch her.
No, it doesn't have to be touching.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
Say the wrong thing to a woman.
Like?
If you do the wrong thing, calling out her name.
That's sexual harassment.
Yes.
Like, you pretty?
No, not that.
That's fat.
Bingo. That's right. Bingo. Yeah.
So we should all be in jail. Every man on this planet right now
no,
should be in jail.
No, not really, because not every man do that.
So you should be in jail with me.
What do you mean?
We both are guilty. Guilty.
Listen.
Aren't we?
It's all about consent. If, when